Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu, Learn English with News. It is Sunday the 5th of May and today's news story is about some nursing home residents who have been out to the clubs of Brussels. But before I tell you what they've been doing, let's have a look at some keywords. Just two words for us to look at today. The first is an adjective, aging. A-G-E-I-N-G, aging. And the second word is to overcome. O-V-E-R-C-O-M-E. That's one word, overcome. Okay, so listen very carefully for those two words. See if you can understand them based on the context, and we'll come back to them both at the end. And if you'd like to read along while you listen, then you'll find the transcript on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. And there you'll also find a comprehension quiz to test your understanding of the new story. So if you're interested in one or both of those things, then you can join right now and support the podcast by visiting patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I've left a link in the description of this episode. Okay, here is today's news story. If you're on a night out in one of Europe's biggest nightclubs, you're unlikely to see many people older than around 35 years old. But 11 residents of three Brussels care homes have been showing the younger generations how it's done. Clubbers were stunned to see the 11 pensioners, two men and nine women, living their best lives on the dance floor at Lift Brussels, the city's largest club. And they didn't leave until 3:30 a.m. The aging party animals were taken to the nightclub by non-profit association Pappy Boom, who have been organising unconventional activities for care home residents in order to keep them active and prevent feelings of loneliness and isolation. And it seemed they all had a great time. 79-year-old Janine revealed that she hadn't been dancing at a club for at least 30 years, but added, "I was amazed and found this evening extraordinary." The night began with the women getting their hair and makeup done before they were all taken to a cafe for a pre-club coffee. They were then driven to the nightclub in a limousine. 81-year-old Simone Nesta said, "These sorts of activities allow us to live again. We have the feeling of existing again." The association was founded by Youssef Kadar, who has worked with the elderly in nursing homes since 2010. After several years of arranging the same boring activities, he decided to explore some different and unusual options. He said, "We try to offer them activities they are not supposed to do." The motto of the association is "Happiness overcomes old age." And with activities such as balloon flights, sports contests, making online videos and tutoring school children, these care home residents definitely have the opportunity to feel young again. And that's today's news story. Okay, so a great initiative here, and maybe other care homes should do similar things to get the elderly out and about. Let's take a look back at the two words I gave you at the start. Did you hear them? Did you understand them? The first was aging, the aging party animals. So aging means becoming or getting older, to age. And the other word, overcome. This is part of the motto of the association. Happiness overcomes old age. So to overcome means to succeed in dealing with something, usually a problem. Okay, those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. Thanks for listening to today's news story. I hope you found it interesting, and I'll be back with another news story tomorrow.